You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I am Dan Keller, and this show first aired March 18th, 2024. With the main hurdles cleared, the donation of the Schneider family lands in Wilmot Township to the Rare Charitable Research Reserve is set to proceed. On March 4th, Wilmot Council unanimously approved changes to zoning bylaws and the official plan to allow the properties to be severed and then donated. At issue from the township's point of view was liability concerns around visitors to the site, particularly as car parking and safety was concerned. While the Schneiders allowed public access to the lands for decades with visitors parking on nearby roads, the township was notified by their insurance company that the changes to the zoning and official plan related to the lands would require safety upgrades to the infrastructure, including possible parking space creation, or else risk the cancellation of their policy. At the March 4th council meeting, insurance company vetted road safety upgrades were presented by staff, including speed limit reductions, parking limitations, and a new three-way stop. These upgrades had apparently satisfied Wilmot's insurance company, and staff recommended moving forward on the project. Details and discussion around specific parking requirements for the site will be held in October 2024, while the vote to approve the property severances will be held in early April. This show features interviews with the mayor of Wilmot Township, Natasha Salonen, and the planning ecologist for Rare Charitable Research Reserve, Tom Woodcock. While they focus on slightly different aspects of the process and share some different interpretations, both were pleased that the land donation is one step closer to completion. Here is Mayor Natasha Salonen of Wilmot Township, who starts out with describing the issues that had to be considered with the land donation before the township could approve the zoning and official plan changes, which would pave the way for the land severance. She then mentions what had changed since the last council meeting, which discussed the issue.
What came to council was a land severance to create three estate properties with no farming on it from agricultural property, and then to rezone the agricultural property that wasn't a part of the three estates into protected environmental conservation space. When that was brought forward, the biggest thing is that our insurance provider was not accepting of knowing how the land is being used, and that it was very clear from the applicant that the land would continue to be open to the public with the on-site road parking issues, that our insurance company would not support it. So we wouldn't be insured. That's a big problem for a municipality. What then transpired between that meeting, which was received for information, because staff needed to A, get the application in order to do any research into alternative options. The talk about a parking lot was in the pre-consultation. That is what staff advised to the applicant. The applicant chose not to put that forward in their application. So staff then had to bring forward the application to council, of course, advise us as a municipality what our risks are and what they, in their professional opinion, would advise. And their professional opinion was, this is for information now. We need to come to another solution to remedy the liability component to this. So staff then went off after that meeting and worked with both our insurance provider as well as the City of Waterloo, because one of the roads in question is a boundary road that we share with Waterloo. So they pay for half of the upgrades. We need to make reasonable agreements on what to do with those roads. So they spent the last multiple months working on different solutions that both municipalities staff were pleased with and that our insurance provider was pleased with. So what came back in the start of March was that staff had come up with a solution that appeased the liability component and allowed for the severance to go forward while appeasing the insurance provider and both municipalities who have to do the upgrades. So that came then with the reduction of speed limits, with a three-way traffic stop going in, with no parking on certain roads and only seasonal parking on other parts of the road. Those were all measures put in place to satisfy the insurance component and ensure that really people who are visiting this site are safe and that the taxpayer of Wilmot is also protected.
And now, Tom Woodcock introducing himself and some of his work for RARE. He then discusses the barriers for the severance application and land donation.
I'm Tom Woodcock. I'm the planning ecologist at RARE. So I'm responsible for dealing with things like acquisition of new conservation lands and guiding the planning process and the donation process and all that sort of stuff, evaluating the land for environmental value and things like that. It was the official plan amendment, which is a regional concern mostly, and a zoning bylaw amendment, which is a township concern. And those were prerequisites for the submission of the severance applications, which has now been done. And they're being heard before Wilmot's Committee of Adjustment on April the 3rd. So it was the first step in the process that was approved, and now we're going into the second step of the process. Now that the lands have been rezoned, now the severances can proceed.
Yeah, now that the land has been rezoned, that there'll be any problems with the severances going forward at this point?
It should be smooth sailing, I think. The major hurdle has now been cleared with that council vote, and the severances should be more or less routine, for lack of a better word.
I asked Mayor Salonen if the email campaign RARE initiated to try to pressure the township into approving the project had any effect on their decision making. Here is what she had to say.
So constituents of Wilmot, I didn't hear from a huge amount. There's been other votes that we've heard a lot more, but there were people en masse sending a preformed email. I probably got over 300 of those preformed emails, but some of them when I responded were people from like North Bay. Not to say that they can't have input, but in terms of constituents, there certainly were some who reached out. Again, in terms of that push from RARE, that didn't change the fact that staff have for months been working on a solution. And again, I would say it was a misinterpretation of what was going on. Staff couldn't do their job until coming to council first with that initial report and then having direction to go and find other solutions.
Going forward, how will the township benefit from this land donation conservation project?
In general, the community as a whole benefits whenever we protect any of our land. It's also in an environmentally sensitive area. So, I mean, the land was going to be protected under those rules regardless, but having that additional conservation component, of course, is great for the environment, for the species that live in that very biodiverse area, and for the community to continue to use it. Again, it's been used for over 30 years now. The Snyder family have been generous to allow people to have public access to their trails. So the fact that that's continuing is fantastic for current and future generations to come. In terms of the municipality benefiting directly, we're not the ones receiving the land donation. That is in the hands of RARE.
What is the next steps from the township's side on this project?
It would just be staff implementing the parking solutions and the speed limit changes and the stop signs. So we should be seeing that in the imminent future.
Mayor Salonen ends her interview noting how pleased she is with how the project is progressing.
You know, council's been supportive of the Snyder family from the start wanting to make this donation, and we're pleased that we were able to do it in a way that is safe for our community and, again, doesn't provide any risk or liability to us and, again, makes it safer for those who are going to visit the space.
I asked Tom Woodcock of RARE what were the next steps in the process to get things moving forward.
Our main goal in this round of this sort of second trip to Wilmot Council of the official plan amendment and zoning bylaw amendment was to sort of try and get the conservation of the lands, the donation and conservation of the lands for their ecological value, somewhat divorced from these considerations of roadways and planning and, you know, things that were not necessarily technically relevant to the zoning bylaw amendment. For example, if you look at the zoning bylaw of Wilmot, there are no parking requirements for either the current zoning, which is agriculture, or the zoning that was requested, which is called open space, which is basically undevelopable land. It can still be used for agriculture, but you're not allowed to build on it. So the parking requirements in the zoning bylaw say that you have to have a parking space for X number of meters squared of floor space of any buildings that are present, and there are no buildings present. So technically, according to the bylaw, there is no parking requirement. However, members of the public do visit the property, and they do park their cars. So that was really where the issue was coming from. But by getting the conservation of the lands separated from these planning and parking concerns, I think we've been able to allow the donation to move forward in the timeline that it needed to move forward. As far as the township goes, I mean, our executive has offered to work with the township as far as fundraising and developing ideas and so forth. And you may remember that Councillor Martin introduced an amendment to the motion to revisit the whole parking question in October. So hopefully we'll be able to have a bit more of a fulsome discussion about parking that may be needed on these roads at that time without having it all conflated with the Ecological Gifts Program donation of the property.
Tom Woodcock finishes his interview by speaking about the lack of mechanisms for landowners to get their land protected from development and the inconvenient way value is assigned to land conservation.
This issue that surrounds the Schneider property it focuses attention on a bit of a problem that we have sort of province-wide or even nationwide with conserving land and how our legal process facilitates the conservation of land. You know, we have international commitments to conserve 30% of our land by 2030 or whatever, but that's not trickling down to like the actual mechanisms where there's a clear and simple path to facilitate people who want to willingly donate or otherwise conserve their land with an easement or whatever. We're forced through the same path that it's someone who wanted to develop the land or build a gravel pit or a golf course or whatever or has to go through. The municipal authorities sometimes don't quite know what to do with us because conservation of land is kind of foreign to what people tend to think of when they think of the planning process. So I think that we have to have a more full discussion about the value of conservation land to agriculture, or to water or to carbon storage or whatever, and integrate that a bit better into our municipal planning process, especially here in Southern Ontario, which is one of Canada's most biodiverse regions and also where there's, you know, the greatest amount of habitat loss and the greatest amount of pressure on remaining green spaces.
So integrating some of the ecological services economics into our decision making.
Yeah. Whatever that might look like, it's been a challenge to you know, get dollar values on things that don't necessarily lend themselves to that type of traditional valuation and get them included in calculations. But we have to figure out some way because, you know, we're down to about 25% of Waterloo region that's not converted over to human use. And that last 25% is, you know, has more and more pressure being put on it and more demands being put on it. And we need to recognize its value.
You have been listening to interviews with Mayor Natasha Salonen of Wilmot Township and Tom Woodcock, the planning ecologist for the Rare Charitable Research Reserve. After several years of discussions and planning, the final big hurdles have been cleared to allow a 235-acre donation of land to Rare while maintaining the decades-old public access to the Schneider lands. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in.
This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.